Psalm 112. Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man that fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. So the law of God, the commands of God, the principles of God, they're not like a chain, because man is not a dog. We are to delight in going his way. We're to really love the life of obedience. And really, if we don't, if we find it all a bit of a chore and a bit of a bore, well, why be in God's kingdom? Because wouldn't it be some kind of boring and awful to sort of have to be good forever? But the idea is that in this life, we come to delight in his ways, and we really want to be his people. Sure, we're held back by our own weakness, as Paul says in Romans chapter 7, that we end up doing the things that we would wish we didn't do. But all the same, the desire to do good is with us because we love his commands. That man's seed will be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Not in this world, but when Jesus has come back, when we inherit all the wealth of the nations, that is when we shall become rich, not necessarily in this world. Unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. So although in the end we shall die, and although we may go through darkness in this life, in the end, light is sown for the upright. In resurrection, the resurrection of the body, in the day of judgment, in the eternal light of God's eternal kingdom. A good man shows grace and lends to people. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he will not be moved forever. The righteous will be an everlasting remembrance. So your attitude to poor people today is going to affect how you are forever and ever. His heart is established. He will not be afraid until he sees his desire upon his enemies. So our heart is not going to be all over the place. One minute we're feeling strongly for God, the next minute we're wandering off interested in something else, some hobby or some relationship or whatever. No, our heart will be established. As David says elsewhere, my heart will not be moved. Our heart, our mind, our thoughts will always be centered with their core around the things of God and Jesus and the kingdom. He has dispersed, this is God, he has given to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. The wicked shall see it and be grieved, he will gnash with his teeth and melt away, the desire of the wicked will perish. So the righteousness of giving to the poor endures forever, and Paul quotes that when he's encouraging the believers in Corinth to be generous to their poor brothers in Jerusalem, because he says, if you do that, your righteousness will endure forever, just like God's does. So what we've done for others is what will last, but what you do just to please yourself is not going to last at all.